streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Monday, live and locked in. It's Los Angeles. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, the playoffs. Here we go. Fantastic. Can't wait. It just started. Boston Nets was fantastic yesterday. Where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, an hour from now, as is customary on Monday, and Joy Taylor is joining me. I did the traveling this weekend. Not that I regret it, but I've got to come home and sleep a little bit. I had a wild weekend in Chicago, my favorite city.
And you survived the cold of Chicago.
It's chilly. Yeah, it's April. It's chilly.
Did you get a coat?
Colin's
a big no-coat person.
I don't like stuff. I don't like watches and jewelry and coats and anything.
I don't like being cold, so I compromise with the coat thing. But I'm glad you had a great time in Chicago.
Yeah, so the game really of the weekend, and it's the good guys against the bad guys. It's the Brooklyn Nets, the villains of the NBA, lost yesterday to Boston. And, Kyrie Irving's flipping fans off and all that stuff. It is really the perfect encapsulation of Kyrie Irving this weekend. He's an otherworld talent. He's a freak. I mean, he's the best small finisher I've ever seen in my life. I've been watching the NBA since the early 70s. He lets fans get into his head despite the fact he wants to be the villain. And then he tried to justify it after. That's all you need to know about Kyrie Irving. But what we have in this series is really two different basketball cultures. If it was a movie, Boston would be Hoosiers if those guys in the movie could play. Defense, intensity, they care, there's chemistry, they've got a star player, they make sure there's ball screens. You know, they're always trying to get Tatum loose. They've got guys that overachieved in the draft. They're good for basketball. The Nets, if they were a movie, they'd be Boiler Room. Let's make some money and leave somebody else to deal with our mess. It's ego. Defense is optional. I'm not even sure if they have plays. Kyrie Irving and KD is just like, get a bucket. I'm not sure they're particularly well coached. I'm not sure they want plays. As you know, I tend to like tire fires. So Boston is good. Boston winning is good for basketball. So was Hoosiers. And Brooklyn is good for drama. And I can't take my eyes off them. Everything about Boston, last couple of seconds, even the final play, passing and teamwork and unselfish. But when, you know, it's interesting. When KD left the Warriors, he wasn't just leaving Steph. He was leaving kind of the LA Rams of the NBA, a really smart GM and a really smart coach and a really smart culture. And there was accountability. And you could go there to rehab your image. And I mean, like Steph Curry, I mean, he's a guy that doesn't even have to start over the weekend. He didn't just leave a player. He left a culture. And Brooklyn is the opposite of the Warriors. Chemistry, defense, accountability, And I find myself watching KD and Kyrie and thinking they're succeeding despite themselves. And I'm not even sure if they're succeeding, because if they get bounced in this round, that's a massive disappointment. And I like watching them play. But, you know, when you choose to be a villain, LeBron did. He didn't even really mean to. Like, he gave $1 million to a Boys and Girls Club when he had that big decision. It was clumsy. He didn't want to be a villain. But after a year of being the villain, LeBron's like, I don't like being a villain. I don't like this. Kyrie and KD have chosen to be the villain, and they don't like the shrapnel and the pitfalls of it. You're going to get heckled. People are going to be on you. I mean, KD's sensitive. We know that. Kyrie hears everything. We know that. And he reacts to everything. So if you choose that path in life to agitate, shocking. You're going to get hecklers. Nobody was heckling Jordan and the Bulls. You know, nobody heckles the Suns. Nobody's heckling Milwaukee. They just ignore it. They're not trying to agitate people. So here was Kyrie and a Shaq after.
Where I'm from, you know, I'm used to all these antics and people being close nearby. You know, it's nothing new when I come into this building, what it's going to be like, but it's the same energy they have for me. And I'm going to have the same energy for them. Somebody's going to call me out of my name. I'm going to look at them straight in the eye and see if they really about it. Most of the time, they're not.
I don't really want to hear all that. And, you know, certain cities, they don't care what you say at the press conference. You know what's going to happen game two? They're going to be talking more smack up there in Boston. I played in Boston 2 years, but listen, it happens to the best of us. You don't think people said stuff to Charles Barkley, said stuff to Akeem Olajuwon?
Come on, man. Please stop, man.
Well, Charles Barkley, by the way, was an agitator. So I still like Brooklyn in the series. I'm probably out of my gourd. But when you choose a path in life, you got to deal with the pratfalls of it. So now let's talk about the team KD left, the Warriors. And I just referenced this. They're the LA Rams of the NBA. Really smart GM, really smart coach, awesome culture. They always seem to find money that nobody else has. They draft and develop really well. And they make odd players and weird players and old players all fit. This Warriors team gives you the full range of their culture. Let's start with Andrew Wiggins. People are like, he wasn't a bust, but he was a big underachiever. What do you do with Andrew Wiggins? He goes to the Warriors. He just made his first All-Star team. He's become hyper-efficient. He's one of the league's most efficient players now. He's a wonderful fit. There's old Draymond Green. He gets hurt a little. Is he past his prime? Is he worth the money? Seems like to me he's the best defensive player in the league. He's reestablished his brand. How about Jordan Poole? Classic Warriors. 28th pick. He wasn't a one-and-done guy. Nobody thought he'd ever be a lottery player. And look at him this year. He is emerging as one of the league's brightest young stars. And there's Klay Thompson. Two ugly injuries, missed 2 years, comes back, hard work, rehabs, here he is. And by the way, Jordan Poole is about ready to take all their jobs, and he loves him. And then there's Steph, cherry on top, Steph. See what Steph did this weekend? You know, I've been injured. I don't need to start. I'll come off the bench. Oh, excuse me? When that was suggested to Russell Westbrook, He was outraged by it. When Melo, way past his prime, when it was suggested he comes off the bench, didn't know what to do with it. Steph Curry's like a two-time MVP, three titles. He's like, you know, I've been injured. Jordan Poole's playing great. This Warrior team is the full collection, the full range of what they are. A draft and develop guy, an old tough guy who reestablishes his brand, a guy off an injury, Steph Curry stepping back and being unselfish, the emerging star in Jordan Poole. They put in the death lineup yesterday where it's like nobody's over 6'6". They run up and down the floor, and they just – Jokic looked exhausted at that game over the weekend. But I just – I like what they stand for. And what's interesting, so this Jordan Poole kid is really good, really fast, and watch out. And if you're Klay Thompson, you could be saying, who's this kid over my shoulder? Like, they're not paying him anything. He could take my job. And yet, after the win, here's Klay on Jordan Poole.
Well, I mean, Jordan Poole, wow, what a playoff debut. I mean, all his hard work is paying off. If he doesn't get most improved this year, it just doesn't make any sense. Without him, we would not be where we're at. So, Dub Nation, we should be very grateful for Jordan's development and the type of player he's become, because he's just incredible. I mean, what a star in the making.
Smart people create smart cultures. And the great thing about a thoughtful culture, Rams and Warriors, is look how many different personalities can fit in that culture. Rams can take in Jalen Ramsey. They can take in a guy like Dante Fowler, we thought was a bust. They can bring in OBJ. They can bring in a guy, quarterback on a losing culture. Everything works. Everything works with the Rams. Same with the Warriors. The old guy, the hurt guy, the emerging star guy, the draft and develop guy. It just kind of works. Everybody for everybody else. The opposite, of course, of Brooklyn, which I maintain is still a fascinating watch.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I've always been for mobility for the athlete, or, you know, the politician, the broadcaster, the landscaper. I don't care. You should be able to move around and do what you want. Take your family wherever you want. Follow the commerce. Follow your heart. Whatever it is. But, I think it's hurt Chris Paul. I'll give you an example. The five best point guards I've ever seen in my life are Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Isaiah Thomas, Magic, Stockton, Curry, Isaiah, and Chris Paul. Those are the five best. But Magic, one team. Curry, one team. Stockton, one team. Isaiah, one team. Chris Paul, several. This is his fifth team. And this is where mobility can kind of mess up your legacy. And I think it's hurt Chris Paul's legacy. Point guards or quarterbacks, we don't mind them going to a second team. We don't want them bouncing around the league. It made Brett Favre look needy going to the Vikings and the Jets. It's hard to sell to a basketball fan to appreciate his greatness. So the way I always explain Chris Paul is, when he arrives, bad teams suddenly get good. Oklahoma City was tanking. Phoenix was a mess. And when he leaves, all-star level players often disappear. DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin. In sports, we like simpler arguments. Good guys, bad guys. Star, bust. Great player, bad player. Chris Paul's more complex than that. He goes to bad teams, makes them playoff teams, and then people go, well, I mean, you know, he doesn't win championships. Championships? It was a dumpster fire when he got here. He got him into the playoffs. Well, he doesn't win championships like Magic. Yeah, Magic inherited Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes, Isaiah had a Hall of Fame coach, Chuck Daly. You look at all those other point guards. Just Stockton had Jerry Sloan. Isaiah had Chuck Daly. Magic had a Hall of Fame coach. Curry's got a Hall of Fame coach. And Chris Paul's had a lot of different coaches. Some good and some not so good. Many fired. And his legacy is complex because of that. But when he shows up, he makes mediocre special. And when he leaves, special disappears into the ether. Remember how much we used to talk about Blake Griffin? He was like KD now. He was on every show. And when you talk about the top five point guards of all time, this weekend, Chris Paul, at 37 years old, had 30 points and 10 assists. And Phoenix is the best team in the league. And here's an interesting stat from Tom Haberstroh. Here are Chris Paul's fourth quarter stats in the playoffs. Since the Rockets traded Chris, it was at a time called the worst trade ever, remember? They traded Chris from Houston to OKC. And since he's been at OKC and Phoenix, his fourth quarter stats, he shoots 56% from the field, 54% from three, and 89% free throws. And he's turned 37 in 3 weeks. Wow. But again, it's complicated. It's not a nice, happy ending. The good guy doesn't always win a championship. It's messy. It's layered. It's nuanced. I always laugh at the, this guy doesn't have any championships. Yeah, he didn't inherit Kareem or have a Hall of Fame head coach at every stop. And he had to bounce around because, you know, let's be honest about this league. Even Jordan ended up with the Wizards. LeBron has bounced around. A lot of the smarter players have bounced around to find the best fit for them. But when he got to Oklahoma City, they were tanking. And when he got to Phoenix, they had been a mess. A talented mess, but a mess for a decade. And now they are and should be favored to win it all, and his Game 1 performance was typical CP3.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A football story I saw this morning. Deebo Samuel, 49ers, receiver, kind of, I mean, he does everything. A.J. Brown, spectacular young talent, wide receiver for Tennessee. And a Terry McLaurin for the Washington Commanders. You know, there's a lot of reports out there. They're not going to go to minicamp. They want new contracts. And this is a classic example of, I have three different opinions
on all three. So with Deebo Samuel, I would strongly consider, and it would be hard, I would consider trading him. And I like him. But he's banged up a lot. His style is not built for longevity. He once came into camp out of shape. He is incredibly valuable. I'm not sure you can duplicate him in the draft. But again, the Niners spend a lot of money on offense on Garoppolo, Trent Williams, George Kittle, and if you add Deebo Samuel, those are bodies not built to last forever and with some injuries. So as much as I like Deebo Samuel, and I really do, I mean, that he is just a unique talent, I would test the market. Secondly, Terry McLaurin for the Commanders. I would pay him early. First of all, he's massively outplayed his contract, his draft status. He was drafted like third round. He's been fantastic. Secondly, it's a lousy football operation, and he has risen above it and succeeded despite the complete nonsense. Carson Wentz now is there. He's got to have a number one wide receiver. I believe he's the best wide receiver in the entire division. So I would pay Terry McLaurin. A.J. Brown is different. I like him a lot. I'd play chicken. I'd let him sit out. First of all, this culture is built on Derrick Henry. Okay? They go as Derrick Henry goes. It's sort of a tough physical culture with a defensive head coach. A.J. Brown has had a few injuries. It's a good wide receiver draft. He's a good young wide receiver. I would let's see how long he's willing to go. And if he doesn't want to get paid, don't want to get paid. But three different receivers and three different solutions or outcomes to me, because they're three different personalities and they're three different body types. Deebo Samuel may be as valuable as any of them, but the Niners are well run. The Niners make, with Kyle Shanahan, they make a lot of six-round picks work. I would probably be willing to move him because I know I pay Kittle and Jimmy G and Trent Williams, and I'm going to pay Bosa. So I would consider moving him. It hurts. You'd lose sleep, but I'd do it. Tennessee Titans culture is built on the running game. Let's play chicken. Washington's not built on anything other than nonsense, and McLaurin's been fantastic, so he I would pay.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
So there is a time-honored tradition in the NBA by fans. Whenever you lose, blame the officials. And I've been saying this forever. There's two NBA seasons. There's the regular season, and then there's the playoffs. And in the playoffs, here's what happens. The refs let stars decide the games. They don't want to have a free throw shooting contest. And so it benefits older teams, smarter teams, veteran teams, established teams, physical teams. So in Chicago, I cannot believe the officials in this game. Oh, that's interesting, because I went to the box score. The Bulls shot 32% and then 18% on three-point shots and scored 86 points. But yeah, by all means, it's the refs. Yeah, because the NBA was sitting there thinking, you know what we want? We want a small market Milwaukee to win this series. And we want it to be a sweep. And here, late in the second half, Chicago's outplayed them. This would make the series more interesting because it has the chance to be a sweep, which is TV ratings poison. But let's just kill their chances now, because nobody in Chicago likes sports, and that won't change the ratings at all. For a Milwaukee team that, by the way, the league gives them lousy time slots because they're just not that appealing to the masses. Chicago fell behind 9-0. They had 7 points in the first 6 minutes. Yes, the refs, that was the refs. It's a big plan. The league's got a big plan to eliminate major market Chicago. Oh, give me a break. DeMar DeRozan was 6 of 25. You mostly couldn't shoot. You weren't ready to play. You fell behind 7-0 and like 21-6. And Bulls fans go 100% victimhood. Folks, refs blow calls. Sort of like DeMar DeRozan had an awful game. And coaches make, I mean, nothing against Steve Nash, but what in the hell was that at the end of the Brooklyn-Boston game with like KD and Kyrie? Could somebody set a screen? Did they have a play? It was like a bad version of ball hog at the YMCA. People make mistakes. Like refs butcher calls. It happens. Listen, I've said this in the history of sports. I've only watched one or two games in my life that I literally thought, not series, because if it's a seven-game series, the refs aren't deciding the series, okay? But I watched the college football game about 10 years ago between Florida, Florida State. I think it was in Gainesville. There were three egregious calls within like the first 10 minutes. They all went against Florida. Florida State won. And I remember sitting watching this game and thinking, okay, this is the exception. The officials were awful. I don't know what happened. Did somebody miss their flight? Did they grab somebody from the Florida State road crew? It was awful. But the refs didn't decide that game. DeRozan was bad. You weren't ready to play. You couldn't shoot. You couldn't hit threes. At the end of a game, there's a call that goes Giannis's way and not the Bulls' way. It happens. They're imperfect, just like your favorite basketball team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app. Where Colin was right.
Kyler Murray, quarterback Arizona, not expected to play for the Cardinals without a new contract, and we predicted this. We said unlike Dak or Tom Brady or Russell Wilson, he is more self-centered, he's more of a me guy, he will hold out, and Arizona will absolutely be trapped. Now, I would pay him because you have to, but you know, when you draft quarterbacks, there's a reason they sit down for these long interviews, is because you can really, as an organization, find yourself kind of marginalized. And Arizona right now, he wants to get paid early, and they don't want to pay him because they have a roster with some talented, expensive players. But we said this is the kind of personality he will hold out, and reportedly he is.
Where Colin was wrong.
I picked the Nets over the Celtics. I was almost, not outraged, but surprised that the fans got into Kyrie Irving's head. And also that Boston forced so many turnovers and forced KD into a really kind of bad suboptimal performance. I don't really buy the Celtics as a championship team. I think if Jason Tatum has an off night, they're sunk. But they play real defense. They play team defense. Their ball movement's excellent on the offensive side of the floor. And they gave the best player arguably in the game real trouble in KD.
Where Colin was right.
Even looking for a new job, Baker Mayfield could not help himself. He did a rambling, off-the-cuff podcast with a friend in which there was too much blame and not enough accountability. You know, I've said this before. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I think he has a bad personality for a franchise quarterback. It's not the cockiness, it's the inability, it's the insecurity from the chip on his shoulder to sometimes fall on the sword and just not say what you're thinking. He's like a linebacker playing quarterback. The interview was too long, you know, a little bit too much victimhood, should have been 20 minutes, do it with a pro, get in, get out, and act like you want to correct mistakes and you're hungry for another opportunity. He's too talented to literally have no market. And this morning, he has no market.
Where Colin was wrong.
My feisty Clippers. I said, watch out. They're going to get into the playoffs through the play-in door, and they're going to be a handful, and they couldn't even win a play-in game. T-Wolves, Pelicans both beat them. Now, the Pelicans, Paul George wasn't available due to COVID, which is remarkable that he wasn't, you know, staying out of any possibility of getting that. I like their coach. I like their roster. They've got a lot of different ways to play, a bunch of players I like, but the owner, Steve Ballmer, has to be livid. He spent a fortune on this team. They can't get healthy. They don't communicate particularly well, and they have massively underachieved at the time that the Lakers are a mess. So the market's just there to be seized by the basketball fanatic Steve Ballmer, and once again, swinging a miss.
Where Colin was right.
I like me some Derek Carr more than fans do. He got a 3-year extension by the Raiders. It's absolutely the right move. There's 12 quarterbacks in this league, in my opinion, that are good enough to win a Super Bowl. He's one of them. Last year, coaching chaos, Henry Ruggs situation, behind a bad O-line. He completed 68% of his throws, had 4,800 yards and a mid-90s passer rating with an interim head coach in one of the toughest divisions in football. I don't know what it is, but his ability over the last couple of years to just overcome dysfunction, coaching dysfunction, roster messes, bad O-lines, GM dysfunction is something that very few guys in this league can do, and he does it over and over again.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I had the Cavs, like the Clippers, as one of my surprise teams. I didn't think they'd win a playoff series, but I really, really like their future. But you know what? They couldn't stop Trae Young, and they couldn't stop Kyrie Irving. And young teams are often not very good defensive teams. They got energy, and they got talent, and they got speed, but they don't defend at the highest level, the physicality. And the Cavs right now, they just couldn't stop a couple of great players. But boy, what a future they have. Darius Garland, Mobley, Sexton comes back. Jared Allen wasn't healthy for the play-in games. But I thought they'd get in and play Miami and ultimately lose, but they couldn't even make it in.
Where Colin was right.
A report by Tom Silverstein, a very good reporter, said Green Bay is now taking calls on quarterback Jordan Love. He lacks some leadership qualities, which when Aaron Rodgers was out and came back, they were discouraged. Listen, I said it in the offseason. Packers are telling us he's a miss. Because you think they like being called out by Aaron Rodgers? You think they like paying Aaron Rodgers $50 million a year? They would cut the cord with Aaron Rodgers tomorrow if he was a B-plus quarterback. A B. They're telling you it's a miss. And we saw it against Kansas City. I got nothing against the kid. I hope he succeeds. But Green Bay is literally at wit's end with Aaron Rodgers. They can't move around. No flexibility because of his contract. Congrats on the Sammy Watkins deal. He's pretty much washed. But in the end, Tom Silverstein reporting, they're discouraged with him, don't see what they thought, and they're taking calls.
Where Colin was right.
Over 3 million people, at one point 3.5 million people, watched the USFL this weekend on Fox and NBC. I think spring football is going to work. COVID knocked out the previous attempt. I've been wrong twice so far, but I will say this. There's more good quarterbacks than ever. Quarterback play is the difference between watching pro football and not watching pro football, and I think it's going to work. I think the game is fun. I think gambling is legal in America. That's a big part of it. And right now, what is there? For the next 6 weeks, first and second round NBA playoffs. College basketball is done, college football, NFL. There's not a ton out there. There's a couple of early round playoff series. This is the time for a new sports league to flourish. And I think it's going to work. It's got some money behind it now with Fox and NBC. I'm a fan of spring football, though I've been wrong twice. So congrats to the USFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
With that, my friend Olin Polonese, 15 years in the NBA. He knows all about playoff basketball, had six different playoff appearances, and he is now joining us live. You know, it is interesting, Olden, as you well know, young teams can struggle in the postseason. The refs swallow the whistle. Veteran teams are physical. Veteran players are smart. They can manipulate the refs. And so, you know, I kind of look at a team like Memphis that gets in with the number two seed, and they come out there with they're a little cocky. And they don't know that playoff basketball is a whole different ball game. And but I want to go back to kind of playoff basketball. When you played, did it feel different? Could you tell the officiating was different? Could you tell the physicality was different?
Oh, definitely. You could feel it from the first game on. It was just the energy was way different than a regular season game. You're right. The referees, you know, it's not that they're swallowing the whistle. They're just allowing you to play basketball. And they don't want to be the reason for a win or a loss.
Yes.
And that's where young guys get in trouble. They don't realize that. And they're like, well, he's not making the calls. No, it's not up to him to make a call. You just got to play through the whistle, whether it's blown or not. And that's where the advantage goes to the veteran teams. They know how to manipulate that, like you said earlier. And the young guys, it takes them a while to get used to it. And that's why I'm really impressed with Jordan Poole, because he mentioned for 3 years, he was picking the brains of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, just to get ready. And that was a smart young man. A lot of these other guys, you know, they want to play video games and everything else, not taking this job, you know, the way it should be taken, you know, which is like, hey, this is my profession. I got to be the best I could be. And you're going to see a lot of young guys suffer because of that.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Warriors. They're in an interesting space where Jordan Poole is inexpensive and emerging as a star. Klay's off an injury. Steph is older. Draymond's older. And you're going to see this now. You're seeing these Jonathan Kuminga and Jordan Poole. They're emerging with these old guys. And, they'll probably have to move Andrew Wiggins. Do you view this year, do you view the Warriors as a championship team old in this playoff season?
I do. I definitely see them as a championship caliber team. You got to remember, Colin, they were the number one team in the league before Steph went out. So there was a lot of things going on. I'm sorry, not Steph. When they started out 28-7.
Yeah.
And so it was just a matter of, you know, injuries coming into play again. And that made a big difference. Draymond going out really hurt them a lot.
Yeah.
And now that he's back, we're seeing what the Warriors can be. And they are a championship team. But the beauty of the Warriors is the fact that Steve Kerr has always had the presence of mind to play his young guys.
Yeah.
In meaningful games. And so now they're used to it, a la Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga. These guys, they're going to step up and be ready because the moment's not going to be too big for them anymore because they've gotten used to it now. And so, you know, they got a new death lineup, which
yeah.
I was happy to see. And the funny part about it, Iguodala's not even in that lineup. And so to me, I just love the Warriors. I love the offensive firepower that they present to a lot of people. They're going to be undersized, but not, you know, it won't be because of heart. You know, Draymond, it doesn't matter if you're 7'5", 7 feet, 6'11", he's going to battle you. And so to me, that's going to be the key.
It's interesting. KD and Kyrie have chosen the route of the villain, the wrestling heel, which I'm for if you want to do it. Now, LeBron inadvertently did it. He didn't want to be a villain. He went to the Boys and Girls Club. He wrote a check, and people didn't like it. They were burning jerseys, and he became the bad guy. And he said a year later, I don't like it. I play basketball to be joyful, not to be a villain. So KD leaves a dynasty. Kyrie, anti-vax. He and fans heckle. And my takeaway on this is KD and Kyrie chose this path, and they're smart enough to know they would be villains. Like, they would be the guys that bail on everybody else to do it themselves. And I watched that Boston situation with Kyrie, and I'm like, you know, you chose this path a little. You speak your mind. You go after people. What do you make of Brooklyn? If can they beat Boston? What do you make of their sort of path, the fact that the heckling bothers them? What do you make of them?
I don't know if the heckling bothered Kyrie. I just felt that he engaged when he shouldn't have. And now he makes it seem like it bothered him. And that's what the fans wanted. Hey, I got a response from Kyrie Irving. And to me, you got to basically just disregard them. And that's when they stop because they're always looking for a reaction. So if I can get a reaction from an NBA player, then that's what I'm going to do. Now, Kyrie being a villain because of the vaccine, I think is unfair because there's a ton of guys right there in Boston himself, you know, with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They have a ton of players that can't even travel to Toronto, you know, to play. And so to me, no one's speaking about that. So I think it's really unfair that he became a villain based on the vaccination. Now, with that being said, you're only a villain when you're playing for the opposing team. And so to me, that's how you got to look at it. That means you're doing something right.
Right.
That means you are a player that we wish we had. That's how you got to look at it. I don't think you got to give credence to a lot of the stuff that the fans do. But I've always said there's a big difference between a fan and a fanatic. And people need to decide which one they are. But Kyrie getting engaged, I just felt that that was uncalled for on his part. I'm sure he's going to get a fine. But at the same time, now you're making these guys feel more important.
Yeah.
And by the way, playoffs never really start until you lose on your home court.
Yeah. So, you know, I was saying this with Chris Paul, my five favorite point guards ever, Magic, Isaiah, Stockton, Steph Curry, and Chris Paul. The difference is four of them played for one team. And for sports fans, it's easy to wrap your brain around that, right? Chris Paul has a much more complicated legacy. He went to bad teams. He resurrected them. And then people go, well, he doesn't win a title. And my takeaway is, a title? The teams were terrible he went to. They just gets him to the playoffs. I love his game. I love Chris Paul. He's so old school. Does he remind you of anybody? What do you make of him and the Suns and his game?
He reminds me of Chris Paul. No, I mean, he has a little bit of Steve Nash in him. A little bit of Magic. He has a little bit of everybody. You know, the beauty of Chris Paul is that he plays at his pace. You know, they used to criticize him a lot. I don't know if people realize that. You know, remember back in the days, early on in his career, he wouldn't take last second shots. And people were saying, well, it's because he doesn't want to affect his percentage. And so to me, those were the things that people were nitpicking, but it's just, he's playing his pace of basketball, his way. And so you have to appreciate that. He controls everything about a basketball game. He knows where the mismatches are. He knows where everything is on the court. And to me, that's a sign of a great point guard. And he knows when to take over a game like he did last night.
Yep.
When to get his guys involved. He's the consummate pro. You know, and you're right. He revitalized a lot of different franchises, even the Clippers.
Yep.
You know, as cursed as the Clippers are, and you know, and sad because I played for them twice. I love the Clippers, but there's a curse. We have to have an exorcism for them. You know, Chris Paul, he did his part.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't win a championship, but he turned everything around to where now it's a destination.
You know what's interesting about the league right now? The three best cultures are the Warriors, Suns, and Milwaukee. And a lot of fans, I don't know what it is about the NBA, but it gets people worked up. A lot of fans think the players are selfish and they don't care. But what's interesting, the three old school cultures, Bucks, Suns, Warriors, where it's team first, players can go to the bench, they're flourishing in this league. And yes. But you ask the average fan, it's like, oh, the NBA guys, they're divas. And I'm like, I don't see any divas in Milwaukee. I don't see any divas in Phoenix. Do you talk a little bit about old school, new school? Do you think sometimes the NBA players get a bad rap when most guys are selfless and most guys care more about winning than money?
No, you're absolutely right. It is that way. I would say 90%, 95% of guys are unselfish because you have to be. But also remember this. Basketball is a one-on-one game played by five people. And so it always has to have some sense of selfishness
right.
to it. And to be great, you have to have a little bit of selfishness and arrogance to your game. Now, with the three organizations you mentioned, yes, they're thriving because they have guys that have completely bought into that. And perfect example is the Warriors. I mean, no one gets upset when they come out the game. Steph Curry the other day said, I'll come off the bench.
Yeah.
This is Steph Curry. And he told Steve Kerr, I'll come off the bench if that's what you need me to do right now. I was taken so far back by that because you don't expect that. Now, there's young teams and young players that would have been like, no, I want to start. And that shows you the difference between veteran players, you know, and young players or selfish players and unselfish players. So it's really obvious. But at the same time, we don't have a lot of guys like a Steph Curry. But you know, the bottom line is those organizations, like I said, they've gotten their players to buy into it from day one. And it has to be established. The culture has to be established by the coach from day one. And then once, you know, the stars buy into it, then it's smooth sailing after that.
My friend, it's great seeing you again. 15 years in the league. Olden Polynice. You look fantastic. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.